Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Jennifer Curry, and I'm Director of Programming at the Wharf.
Yes, and we're here because the weather's cooling off. We're moving into my favorite time of the year, the fall. And of course, that means Oktoberfest all around the area. And we're talking with you because we're doing Oktoberfest at the Wharf. It's going to run September 15th through the 17th. All right, so before we get to the actual lineup, you know, big picture stuff, like how many years has the Wharf been doing an Oktoberfest?
Well, let's see. So this event has a few different components to it. The cornerstone, if you will, is the Wiener 500 Ducks and Dash. That's in its 11th year. But we've been doing this at the Wharf now since 2017.
Okay, so the whole thing's been since 2017. Okay, but the Docks and Dashes kind of even goes back even longer than that, even
Even
before the.
further.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, awesome. Well, we can get more into that in a second for sure. But do you know off the top of your head? I don't know if you have any like stats or like ballpark numbers, at least of like how many people came out last year, or give us a sense of like how it's grown, anything like that.
Yeah, sure do. So, it's grown in a couple different dimensions. It's grown from the number of dachshunds that raced in the big event. We're at 128 now. That's the max that we can take. And then in terms of attendance, we run about 6,000 people across the day. We've really expanded the footprint of the event. So it sounds like a crazy amount of people, but it's just a really big fun party.
That's great. And talk about why, you know, just one more final overview question before we get into the, you know, the daily events. Like, why is the Wharf itself like such a great spot on the water to do an Oktoberfest? Like, you know, there's so many around the area where you get all dressed up in your dirndl and your lederhosen and it's great, but like, why is the Wharf like an extra special place, the breeze coming off the water or whatever, you know?
Well, I think you definitely hit on the fact that being out on the water is a different experience. We do a lot of events at the wharf out on the piers. So not only are you having fun, you've got these amazing waterfront views all around you. And then what's really nice is that you can make a whole day of it. So you can come into the event, you can hang out, have fun, you can go grab lunch at one of the restaurants, you can walk up and down. It's a little bit more something for everybody than just being stuck doing one thing at a time.
Awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go day by day here. So, the first day it kicks off this Friday, September 15th, from 7 to 9 p.m. What do we got on day one?
Okay, day one, it's learn how to polka dance. So this is the final installment of a really fun series of dance nights that we do at the Wharf. And the idea is that you come out for free. And hopefully all dressed up, and you spend the first 30 minutes learning how to do the actual dance. And then the instructors stay around to help people while you dance to music from a live band. So it's a really fun time. We do this out on Transit Pier, really nice out under the lights at night. It's a fun event.
That's awesome. Yes, you can't have Oktoberfest without the traditional polka. And it's okay if you don't know the name, I can cut it out. But if you do you know the name of the band that's playing?
Yeah, they go by the name Polka Partay, and they play all over the area. And so I think they will be very authentically dressed. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And so I assume they'll get on the mic in between songs and do all the, you know, zigga-zagga, zigga-zagga, oi, 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 and prost and all that stuff.
Will see, but I would expect so. This is, like I said, we do these dance nights regularly. And people really have a good time because there is someone to help you get started and learn what you're doing and then kind of come around and coach you as you go. So
Great.
truly no prior experience necessary.
Right. Beginners and experienced seasoned veterans,
In
all of the polka variety. All right. Well, all right. Then
correct.
day two, Saturday, September 16th from 2 to 5 p.m. What do we got? Well, you've kind of mentioned it, but let's do a deep dive in it now.
Yep. Sure thing. So that's the biggie. That's the Wiener 500 Dachshund Dash. And this is 128 dachshunds racing for fame and fortune. The crux of it's all to raise money for Rural Dog Rescue, which is a local dog rescue group that pulls dogs from high kill shelters in rural areas and brings them to DC in hopes of finding them a good home. We've partnered with them for many years now, and they just do a great job. But this particular event, of course, there's a beer garden. Sam Adams Oktoberfest will be flowing. And then the dogs race in groups of eight, and they make their way through 16 heats to two semifinals onto a championship It's all broadcast on two Jumbotron screens, one on District Pier, one on Transit Pier. We've got a DJ playing music to the whole thing. It's just, it's really a really ridiculously fun afternoon.
Awesome. And then day three, wrapping it all up, it culminates Sunday, September 17th. From 2 to 5 p.m. with a stein hoisting competition. How does this work?
Okay, so there are 12 different restaurants at the Wharf that are taking part in this. And you can find the full list on our website, wharfdc.com. But the idea is that you are at one of the restaurants, and we show up with the 1 liter steins, very traditional German stein that they use at the real Oktoberfest. And we fill them up. We ask people to line up in a row and hold out their stein, and the person that can hold it straight armed, no propping, no assistance, the longest, gets crowned to the winner. It gets a little goodie pack of stuff from us, as well as a refill of Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer in the stein.
Fantastic. All right. And then, you know, you've mentioned it a few times throughout the, you know, as we're going through the 3 day events, you said there's a beer garden, and there's obviously lots of local restaurants, because you can't have October. Well, you can have Oktoberfest without beer, but I know a lot of people like to partake in the food and the drinks of Oktoberfest.
Yep.
I guess my question is, can you enter the general area for free, or do you have to like come in, pay like an admission to get in? Like, is it like roped off or at that section of the Wharf?
No, all Wharf events are free to the public. So you can come to the polka dancing. You can come to the Wiener 500 Dachshund Dash. The stein hoisting on Sunday, that's visiting restaurants at the Wharf. So, you know, certainly you would most likely be going to the restaurant to get something to eat. And a lot of them are doing special Oktoberfest themed menus to go along with the whole weekend theme. I actually just got Lucky Bun's menu hot off the press this morning. And they're doing a Jaeger Schnitzel and fresh fries with Kolsch beer cheese. They're doing an apple strudel, all kinds of fun stuff on their menu. And everybody does tend to really get in the spirit of it.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. So everybody head to, what is it, wharfdc.com/Oktoberfest with a K, obviously, Oktoberfest.
Yes.
For more information. I guess in closing, pretend I'm not even here and like you're speaking directly to the listeners and just say, you know, hey, DC, hey, DMV, come on out. It's going to, you know, and tell them to dress up.
Yeah. Hey, DC, let's get on out there in your best lederhosen and dirndls. It's a fun weekend, and it's also for a really great cause. So we hope to see you out there. Prost.
Prost. Perfect way to kick off the fall. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you.